the discharge is now underway. The first loads of more than 1 million metric tons of treated wastewater has begun trickling into the Pacific Ocean. Throughout Thursday, 200 tons of waste treated and diluted with seawater will be released. It will be tested to make sure it meets safety standards. And then the quantity will be increased to 400 tons a day. And then the project will continue for another 30 to 40 years. Despite government assurances that the project is safe, international and domestic criticism remains. China has called on Japan to cancel the project, saying if it's so safe, politicians in Tokyo should drink it or discharge it into Tokyo Bay. And communities in the area remain vocally opposed. Many are survivors of the 2011 earthquake and tsunami, which washed away their homes, livelihoods, and loved ones. They fear that after 12 years of rebuilding, the reputation of the area will be damaged again, affecting their communities for generations to come. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.